The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This was probably the hardest 24 hours of my life.
Yeah. I'm scared we're not going to get the answers we want.
It's time for the diary. And like, we as a society are such bingers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we've lost the ability to wait for the next episode.
Imagine waiting a week. What if we were doing this weekly?
Oh my God. count your lucky stars, people.
Yeah.
So where we last left off, it was like a recap of the happenings of Thanksgiving, right?
And it all started great, actually. And then she says it was a disaster and it started with Kim.
Kim had a meltdown through some stuff, but it wasn't over the food. It was because nobody showed up or something.
Yeah, but then she came downstairs and was like, hunky dory.
Because everyone was blowing sunshine up her butt and telling her how great her food was. And that's when Ryder was like,
She's a faker.
Mm-hmm. And I've wasted
so much time sharing my personal information and I don't know her.
So we were all kind of having an argument.
I gave her so much and I realized I don't really know her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because was your take hack that because she never shared that she had invited anybody? Or was it that she was faking it? My take was more like she's fake. Like she came back down. She was just normal. And it's like, well, then who are you? You're just a chameleon.
Which that to me is, that doesn't quite make sense. Because you would just be polite if when people are over, when you're hosting.
Right.
You would just kind of put your back. Just like we talked about. You have a fight with your spouse on the way to, and you're fighting. And they open the door. Hey!
And you're like, oh, yeah. You got
it. We'll talk about it later.
Make it till you make it.
Yeah. So, but I did. Is she mad because she's like, you didn't even tell me you were going through this, you didn't even tell me that you wanted your family to come and that you're clearly upset about it. And I've shared so, kind of like what Aaron said. Yeah, I've shared so much with you.
Did she think that the show was just for attention? The meltdown was for attention. That's what I took
faker. Oh, yeah, that was the other theory. Yeah. It's like, oh, she was faking. That's
because the food was there on time. Like, she wasn't
late.
What
was going on? Yeah.
Because the meltdown looked like it was going to be about food, but then they were like, wait, everything's
right.
Done.
And we found out that Alex is her younger brother.
Yes.
Yay.
All right. So that diary entry was dated November 30th.
Yes.
And it was pretty good. We nobody used our veto on it because it was long enough.
Yeah.
But then we know that the next one's also November 30th. So it was tough to not use a veto on it.
And I'll tell you this. November 30th that we read yesterday.
Yeah.
Handwriting's pretty normal. Today might be harder.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Can we make a rule where if it's really bad, you can pre-read it?
No,
because it's like...
Yes, but what I'm saying is it also gives us a big insight into her mood.
Okay, you're right.
That's why I tell you guys when it gets wild, I'm like, here goes the handwriting, because it's giving you that like escalated feeling.
Do you want to hold it up to the camera real quick and like let people know how
bad it is?
There's
like a lot of underlines and...
Ew. Okay.
Loops. Mm. So we're going to do our best here.
Okay.
Everyone ready?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. November 30th again. Okay. Now I'm so f-ing mad. I have to get this out.
Oh,
I got drunk. Everybody got drunk. My family believes in wine and lots of it when it comes to holidays. The only problem with wine and lots of it part is that it sort of acts like a truth serum. Alex complained about not being ready for college and feeling pressured to succeed and not wanting to end up like me, wasting my talents working at a bank.
Oh,
thanks,
my
Alex.
God.
Thanks a lot.
I just want to say that one thing we just left out of the recap was that when Kim was having her meltdown, she called dad's girlfriend baby talker to her face.
We think.
Well, she told her, baby talker, get out of my kitchen or something.
Right.
And it's like, you just outed the writer as like talking smack behind and having a crappy nickname.
And baby talker's real name is Sally.
Oh, that's right.
Which is baby coming into play here. Okay. Sally got so drunk, she actually stopped baby talking and has a nice regular voice. Note to self, give Sally liquor more often and she'll stop being so annoying. Mike said he loved me to my parents.
Oh my gosh.
My dad said something nice about me and Mike just says, yeah, it's why I love your daughter.
Oh, wait.
And I didn't even get time to enjoy it because stupid Kim starts f-ing mocking him. Okay.
I hate Kim so
Everyone
much.
Loves
I told
her.
You. Sorry. Yeah.
Everyone
but he
loves
didn't
her.
Say it to her. He said it about her.
Everyone was drunk.
I know, but dude, you have to tell her before you say it to somebody else.
Although there are Mike times where just, like it slips out.
Totally.
Oh, Mike is blowing it.
Okay, so stupid Kim starts mocking him. Okay. Everyone loves her and rolling her eyes and making stupid hand gestures. And before I knew what was happening, I'd thrown my glass of red wine all over her and her pretty new sweater. And the floodgates opened and we both started talking and yelling and crying. And this is the part I was still trying. This is the part I was still trying to protect until I came home from work today. And Elwood was.
Oh, no.
Wait. Something I was still trying to. Process until I came home from work today and Elwood was tied up outside in the cold. For 10 days, we just haven't talked. 10 days. Okay, whatever. We just haven't talked. We are ghosts who make coffee and go to work and pretend we can't see each other. But you do not tie up my dog and leave him outside.
That's the end.
And it the way it's written.
Oof.
And I'm with her.
Yeah.
Not to add another bleep to it, but I would have right there. I am so... Can you... The disrespect. You can hate someone, but you can't hurt their dog.
You can't.
That says a lot about them. They're a terrible person.
You don't throw a drink on someone.
Yeah, you do if...
No.
Oh, man.
Hack has a very... But then... I agree with you, but then Kim should have come back at her, not the dog.
Yes.
Well, like, it sounds like they did go at it there. She just didn't get into the details.
But then, like, no matter what, your beef is with the writer, not with the dog. Don't do
also,
like,
also, I'd love to know, what is Kim's beef with the writer?
She seems to be so jealous. And it's funny because they're both jealous of each other.
Yes.
It seems like they think the other one's perfect.
I'm honestly... maybe I'm way wrong here. I'm surprised, especially you two, that you don't have more empathy for Kim.
None.
Because it seems like she is struggling with being accepted. She doesn't have family supporting her. She clearly doesn't get the attention that she deserves. She's lashing out in ways she feels that she deserves, or she doesn't get enough attention. Better. And so she's lashing out in inappropriate ways. But that doesn't mean you throw a drink on her face. Like she's horrible. She's terrible. Or is she just struggling? With stuff that she needs a friend.
If you're struggling, I am more than willing to help, to support, but you can't do it in this poor, poor, pitiful me way. Like, you have to... It's the way that Kim's doing it that I don't like.
But Ryder isn't saying any of that.
She never came to Ryder and said, I'm really going through something.
Yeah.
It would mean a lot to me if we host Thanksgiving. I'm hoping these people come, whatever. She's just resorting to... Oh, everybody loves her. My Kim is exactly like Kim.
I
think that Kim's not being mature.
Yeah.
And it's forcing Ryder to be much more immature back. That's what I feel.
All I want to say is this is 100% written from inside the brain of Ryder.
Right.
And if we could find Kim's diary, it's probably very, very broken. Her side of it. She's so, like, she's hitting on him, and it's just like, Kim's version of that could be completely different. And it's like, Kim could be, like, I'm not taking Kim's side because I hate her for taking that magical moment where Mike slipped up and, like, made it bad. Yeah. But at the same time, Kim's diary might be, like, I made food for all these people and nobody appreciates it. There's a point where it's like, I did all this stuff and everybody's just... I know you, but like...
But then it's also like, oh, she's not getting the attention she thinks she deserves. And then Ryder's like, everyone hits on Kim. She gets the attention.
But it's empty attention. I think we saw a glimpse into, like, unless we think she's lying about family coming, she clearly has a hole. And like, yes. Yeah, I'm not getting, I don't have family. The people I want to give me attention don't give me attention.
She's sure, 6 feet. She's hot, sure, but she doesn't have a boyfriend.
On me, but that's right. Not the attention Kim wants. Right.
She Kim wants needs attention from herself. She needs to truly work on herself.
Kim needs attention from a therapist.
So do you think throwing the drink on her at the event after she cooked dinner for her will help her
along
that
not.
Way?
That's but she I'm shouldn't like, have mocked her quote unquote best friend.
I'm disappointed.
It was alcohol infused, which is not an excuse, but that I wasn't seeing it from that angle. And I respect what you're saying. Like that was way over the line.
It's unattractive.
To throw the drink way over the line.
And I don't know that I've ever thrown a drink at someone.
Oh my God. Feel especially red wine.
Red wine is brutal.
You're just making.
But at the end of the day, you kind of teed yourself up for it. And then you put her dog out in the cold. You deserved it.
Okay.
You put the dog out after the red wine.
Yes, it's true.
Yes. I know. Yeah. Now she deserves it.
There's things going on with the number of days that are driving me nuts. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, Thanksgiving wouldn't have been on the 20th. I don't.
She's probably just 10 days. It's really been like a week.
Yeah. What's the date of the next entry?
She wrapped it up.
All right. Well, whatever it is.
Okay. It's December 3rd.
Okay,
so and I'm warning you now, it's not super long.
Sorry.
Potentially a short diary entry or the first veto and a double entry tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.